is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, brought to you and presented by the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcasting needs. Now, first of all, I just want to say happy Monday. You know, for those of you guys that don't particularly enjoy Monday, I just want to point out that Monday is pretty cool. So you want to know why Monday is pretty cool? Because it's the beginning of the week and all the stuff you didn't get done last week, you can get it done now. You can get it done right now. Like, in case you didn't know, that's a good way to look at Monday. You can get it done right now. So with that, all I'm saying is happy Monday. This is basically your redo to do last week. This is what we have for you guys today. There was a pig that was found in Dunkin' Donuts. He was hiding in Dunkin' Donuts. And I have a man being sued for defrauding people, saying that he could whisper to whales. I have something to tell you about that because I completely disagree. I've got another guy whose girlfriend broke up with him because she said that he brought a ghost home that was attacking her. That is a terrible excuse. I also have an inmate that got caught with a whole bunch of tweezers. I'm sorry, 7 pairs of tweezers, 20 small pencils, and several bobby pins inside of her body. She got caught with those while they were doing some type of body search. So I have a full-blown great show for you. But I just want to point out something first. I got to make this clear. In case you guys didn't know, Father's Day is coming up. Me personally, I don't have any children. I'm not a father. However, I just think that Father's Day probably gets like a bad rap. I don't feel like they go as hard for the fathers as they do for the moms. They just don't go as hard. As a man, as a father, I'm going to let you know you're probably not going to get anything. I mean, you're going to get some stuff, but it's not going to be like Mother's Day level type of stuff. You might get some Debo slippers from the corner store, from Sears. Maybe. Somebody may buy you a travel-sized bottle of Cool Water cologne, possibly. Someone even may take out the trash for you, but it don't matter because someone else's dad has to come pick that trash up. So it's basically a wash. I just feel kind of bad because I feel like Mother's Day is just so epic. It's so epic and outstanding. For Mother's Day, they have all these events. They have the Mother's Day breakfast, prayer brunch, prayer lunch, prayer dinner, prayer turn up, prayer after party, a prayer party the day after. Beyonce and Gladys Knight go to everybody's mama house and sing songs. And everyone gets all excited about it. They have all these different events on television. VH1 has a special show just for mothers. For dads, what do they show? Snapped. Marathons of Snapped. And Knives with Wives. I mean, Wives with Knives. Just in case you get out of line. There's not even any football on. It's kind of a ripoff in a way, if you think about it. So I want to take this time to say shout out for the dads on Father's Day because you're probably not going to get anything dope. If you do get that tie that you always wanted that was on your wish list, just, you know, smile. Say thank you and everything would be fine. That's my PSA for the dads. So I was speaking to one of my colleagues this weekend. They were telling me about how they stopped eating pork. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. You know how you hear people stop eating pork because it's unhealthy for you. It's a dirty animal and you shouldn't eat a bunch of pork anymore because people ate a lot of pork when there wasn't a lot of food and the swine is the bad person. Whatever. He's a bad person. He doesn't pay people back. Pigs are bad people. For the most part, what I get from it is pigs are bad people. They don't pay their friends back. That's what I gather. Apparently, there was a pig that was hiding out at Dunkin' Donuts. Some cops had to rescue it. So the pig was at Dunkin' Donuts. People saw it. They got upset. They called the police on the pig. I've had shows where I've told you guys about people calling and snitching on animals. I personally don't agree with people calling and snitching on animals. I think it's messed up. But I'm not going to get into that. That's a different topic that's dear to my heart. Stop calling and snitching on animals. But so this person called and they snitched on this pig. They was like, hey, pig, and snitched on him. You shouldn't be out here. You shouldn't be out here, pig. They picked him up. Now, my thing is this. This whole situation kind of made me want to stop eating pork, because I don't even know how a pig gets to Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know if somebody dropped this pig off. They said it wasn't wearing any type of leash. It wasn't wearing a name band. Do pigs wear name bands? Well, you can't fit a thing around his neck. He wasn't wearing a name bag, not a name tag. Nobody knows who this pig was. But I've heard that pigs eat anything, like just anything. I don't want to go into a list of the things that I've gathered that they've eaten, but I heard they eat anything, guys, and it's kind of gross. Now, when I hear about all the weird things that pigs eat, I personally, myself, I'm always like, that's not a big deal. That's not a big deal. That's not a big deal. But when I find out that pigs are eating donuts, that's when I grew turned off from pork. This happened today. Like, this isn't something that I had to think about for a long time. This isn't anything that I pondered for weeks. Just me finding out that a pig is just going to Dunkin' Donuts, feeling like he can just eat donuts too. Like, you're already a pig. You're already a pig. I don't want to be judgmental, but have you ever been somewhere and seen someone eating somewhere where they probably shouldn't be eating? I'm just saying. It's kind of one of those situations. You're already a pig. You need donuts too? You are bacon. You need donuts too? Come on, pig. That pushed me in a direction where I don't think I'm eating pork anymore. I'm not saying I had a religious conversion while I'm on the radio with y'all, because that would be a turnoff and it'd be crazy. All I'm saying is, after hearing someone tell me about how a pig is a bad person and a disgusting animal a couple days ago, and I brush it off like, whatever, I like pork. But then to hear that there was a pig wandering around Dunkin' Donuts trying to eat donuts. They say pigs are gluttonous and they're greedy and you are what you eat, so you shouldn't put that in your body. Oh, I thought it was silly. But the pig's eating donuts now? Pigs are eating donuts? Yeah, I'm good. I'm gonna go ahead and stop eating pork with that. That's what I'm gonna go ahead and do. With that, these police officers were able to rescue this pig, so probably required some type of communication with the pig. But I'm asking you guys this. What if somebody told you that they could speak to animals and they just needed you to invest so they could build a machine so they can better speak to animals? Would you invest in this machine? And if you were to invest in this machine, would you invest $3.3 million? Yes, no, maybe so. I need you to hold on. I'm going to do this quick commercial break. When I get back, I'm going to tell you why someone's being sued for $3.3 million. But I personally think that they should just get Salesman of the Year award. Be right back.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen,
it's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, brought to you by and presented on the world famous GSMC Podcast Network. As promised, well, not I didn't really promise anything, but what I was talking about prior to leaving is about how this individual is being sued by some investors for $3.3 million because, according to what I read, he defrauded them out of all this money because he convinced them he could speak to whales. The gentleman told the investors that he would be building a machine that would enable him to speak to whales and control these whales. And several investors, this wasn't 3.3 million people all donating $1. This was several people that donated quarters and like half, $250,000 several times. And a couple people donated $500,000. I think one person donated $1 million for this guy to say he was going to build a machine so he could speak to whales. Now, he never built the machine. He just took the money, and turns out it ends up being that it's a Ponzi scheme, and now he's being sued for $3.3 million. Here's my thing. I think that there are certain times when I believe that the law and the legal system should step in, and sometimes people get a little ahead of themselves and get a little too greedy, and people do things they probably shouldn't be doing. But within this situation, if you ever have $250,000 and somebody tells you that they're going to build a machine to help them speak to whales, and you decide to give them $250,000 said dollars because you think that they're going to build a machine so they can speak to whales, I don't think you deserve to be saved. I don't think the legal system should get in and allow you to get your money back. I don't think so. I don't think this is a situation. I feel like this is a Darwinism survival of the fittest situation. It's got to be one of those things. It has to be one of those things where, you know, we're not going to take this anymore. We're not going to have you willy nilly out just giving your money to anyone that tells you they can talk to whales. You're going to lose this $500,000 and you're going to move on with your life. Because I genuinely feel like if you have $500,000 and you take all that money and then you give it to one person and say, hey, I want to go talk to these whales. And they say, okay, I'm going to find a way to talk to these whales for you. And you give that person that money, and then that you get to sue them and get that money right back. I don't personally think it's going to be your last time paying somebody to speak to animals for you. I don't think the lesson is learned in that way. I don't believe that that's how you're going to learn that lesson. That's not how you learn that lesson. The way you learn that lesson is by not getting your money back. Because someone gives you your money back, someone else is going to go to your house and say, hey, man, if you give me about $200, I can find a way to speak to these ants. I can talk to these ants and whisper to them and get them out of your house. I don't know why anyone that has $500,000 laying around would have ants in their house. But if they did, then this would be a situation where they say, okay, you know, I think I'd be willing to pay that amount to get the ants out of the house. Yeah, I'd pay that. What are you going to do, sue them? You can't run around willy-nilly giving anybody your money than expecting the legal system to save you. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't. If you run up to somebody one day and they say, hey, I could sell you the Golden Gate Bridge. I only need $600. And you give them that money for the Golden Gate Bridge, then you just lose $600. That's just how it is. You know what's really interesting about this? A lot of people pay for things, then they have complaints after they pay for them. This happens with a lot of the Mayweather fights. I don't know if you guys watch boxing very often. I personally don't, but I've been sucking here watching hundreds of Mayweather fights. He hasn't fought 100 times, but I'm exaggerating. I've been sucking here watching hundreds of Mayweather fights, and they're always the same. And at the end, everyone complains, but we chose to buy it. The same way you chose to think that you wanted to hear whales talk. Then turns out, surprise, surprise, the guy can't talk to whales. That's what you get. I hope this guy beats his legal battle, because it's just not his fault. I don't believe his fault. It's his out hustle. I mean, he hustled them out of $3.3 million. I think he deserves some type of award. I'm going to tell you who deserves the next award. This young woman deserves the most creative breakup award. A girlfriend dumped her boyfriend because she said that he brought a ghost home with him. The gentleman went to go see an exorcist, and when he came back, apparently he brought back a 7-foot-tall ringmaster from the circus. It was a ghost, a 7-foot ghost. And the girlfriend was waking up. The woman was waking up with scratches on her body, and she felt like she was bruised and getting beat up. And they had to break up, and he had to take his ghost with him. If you don't want to be with me anymore, then just say you don't want to be with me anymore. I don't need you to say there's a ghost here. Like, I don't, because you know what the problem is with people that tell you lies. The problem is this: when people tell you lies, sometimes they want to lie so badly. Well, they want to avoid the truth so badly that the lie is outrageous. Outrageous, though. Just completely outrageous. The ghost is 7 feet tall. He's a ringmaster from the circus. He couldn't just be a regular ghost. Like, I'm not someone that's afraid of ghosts. I don't really believe in ghosts. It's not really my thing. But if I see one ghost, if you told me there was a ghost, I'm going to believe that you believe that, and you don't have to tell me any more about the ghost. Like, you giving the ghost more attributes isn't going to make me more afraid of the ghost. For example, you say, hey, Ryan, there was a ghost in my house. I'll say, all right, cool. Good luck with that. If you told me, Ryan, there was a ghost in my house, and he had big teeth and his eyes were bleeding, that doesn't make me believe you more or less. It doesn't. That part, you adding that part to the story, from it doesn't do anything. I'm just letting you know it doesn't do anything for me. So for her to say, yeah, the ghost, he was 7 foot tall, he was 7 feet tall, and he was a ringmaster from the circus. And this guy is just like, okay, honey, like, yeah, he beats me up. The ghost is beating me up in my sleep. So I think it's probably just best if we break up, because as long as you're here, the ghost is going to be here. So, you know, it's not like it's something that I want to do. Trust me, I don't want to break up with you. But if you can't get rid of this ghost, then, well, maybe I can go back to the exorcist and try to get rid of the ghost. No, no, no. I don't want you to go back to the exorcist and affect your destiny. If your destiny is to have this ghost with you, honey, then I don't want to affect what you got going on in your future. I don't want to affect your ghost world. So what we're going to do is this. We're going to break up, and I just won't see you anymore. What if I want to come back? No, no, no. Don't you ever come back here. I'll call you, but don't ever, ever come here again. He's like, okay, I have to clap, because that is the most creative breakup in the history of anything. The guy's picture is on the cover of the story, and he was really just sitting there dumbfounded. He couldn't believe this happened to him. I can't believe it happened to you. I really can. Because as soon as I heard we have to break up, I'm just going to leave, me personally, because that lie is so outrageous that my feelings would be so hurt that I feel like I may take it harder than I'm supposed to. You're going to tell me there's a ghost here? But here's the thing. I don't want to be too disrespectful. If this woman was being attacked by a ghost because this man brought the ghost home, then, you know, more power to her. I hope she heals. I hope everything works out for her. However, if this was some elaborate scheme just to break up with this poor guy, then, you know, I feel like you can do better. You can do better, brother. You can do better. You don't need someone that's going to just imagine. You don't need someone that's going to pretend there's a ghost around to break up with you. You can do better. You deserve better. I promise. She's not irreplaceable. She's not irreplaceable. So get ghost. No pun intended. When I get back, I'm going to tell you guys about how you can really, I can't say that word on here. You can have a day that isn't the best day. And when people ask you how's your day and you say it's been, you say a word, and I'm gonna tell you how, like, I'm gonna tell you about the levels of how bad your day can get, just based on how things are going, how bad your day can actually get. And I've talked about bad days on here before, but this day and the outcome of what happened to these people, it may take the cake. I'm gonna take a quick commercial break. I'll be right back.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA, it's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the GSMC podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, brought to you by and presented on the world famous GSMC podcast network. There's been times I've told you guys about people having bad days. So I'm usually like, hey, you know what? If your day is going bad, look at this person and you can say, you know what? My day isn't really that bad compared to theirs. My day is not that bad. I should stop being a baby about it. Actually, but this one, you know what? The one I told you guys about last week was pretty bad. I don't remember it, but this one's worse, though. Oh, yeah. Actually, you know what? You know what? Last week, I told you guys that a guy got bit by a shark and a bear in the same year. All in the same 6 months, from January 1st to, like, I don't know, 2 weeks ago sometime, he's been bitten by a bear and a shark. And I told you, if you think you're having a bad year, investigate this guy's year. And I'm sure you're not having a bad year as this guy. But I think this gets worse. This lady this woman in Canada, she was in the car with her son. And they were just sitting, enjoying a good day with the convertible top down. And they got some stuff fell on them, like some liquid fell on their. And they were like, whoa, what's this stuff? And they, once the smell hit them, they realized it was feces. It was human waste that fell out of the sky. The son said he smelt it, and then he immediately threw up. And the woman got some in her eye, and they couldn't see. And they got out the car, and they realized it was like poop all over their car, like real life poop. And it turns out they looked, they saw aircraft like flying away. They saw an airplane pretty high in the air and just skirting off like skirt. And they did some investigation. They looked into the a Canadian airline. Confirmed that it could have been what they call what is frozen lavatory waste called blue ice, but it wasn't blue at all. Cause I saw the picture of the person's car and it wasn't blue at all, but they try to make it sound real cool. Oh, that's just blue ice. It's frozen lavatory waste. Frozen lavatory waste. No. The blue stuff you guys put in the toilet when it goes in, when the water goes in, maybe that's the blue ice. But once it's all together, that's not, nothing's blue about that once everything's together. So the woman tried to contact the airline and they confirmed that it could be this stuff, but no one's going to do anything about it. It just happened. She's pursuing legal action, of course, but it seemed, the way I read the article, it seemed like she was defeated, like nothing could even happen. Can you imagine if you're just enjoying your day and your convertible? Actually, I'm not sure if they were in a convertible or if they were had just had the sunroof down. I'm pretty sure it was a convertible because it, the way they described it, they had to be in a convertible. Can you imagine being in a convertible minding your own business and next thing you know, they're just boo-boo all over you and your mother, and it's all over the car? Can you imagine that type of day? Early in the day, too. This is like the daytime, like 2 p.m. You're just enjoying your day. If that doesn't ruin your day, I don't know what will personally. Me, myself, I consider myself a positive individual. So when things happen in the beginning of the day, I'm not someone to say, oh, it's going to be one of those days, because all you do is manifest that, correct? Yes. You agree? I agree. You shouldn't just manifest. You should say, you know what? This is a hiccup. This is a speed bump. But the rest of the day is going to be fine. But if I'm in my car and my top is down, I'm enjoying my day, and suddenly there's boo-boo all over me and my son or whoever I'm with, my mom or my girlfriend, whoever I'm with, that's going to ruin my day. I'm done. From 2 p.m. till 11:59 p.m., I'm done. My day is shot. Just giving you a heads up. It's a done deal for me. It is a done deal. So hopefully she can work that out. The way I see it personally, I don't really know how you can sue someone because they told you they can talk to whales, but you can't sue an airline for doing that to you. Just flying over and just like you don't even matter. How can an airplane just and it's just okay, like it doesn't matter and you can't do anything about it? Usually when I tell you guys these stories, I'm usually on the side of the story where I'm like, why were you in that situation? Why'd you do that? What's wrong with you? But in this situation, I feel sympathy for these people. I empathize with them. This is craziness. You can't just have your airplane just on me. That's not a good look. It's not a good look at all. I feel bad about it. I hope they win that case. I really do. An inmate got very creative just recently. I don't know why this happened, you guys. I read the story and I was trying to find out why it happened, but no one can tell me why. But I thought it was weird, so I wanted to tell you about it. An inmate, during a cavity search, she was found with 7 pairs of tweezers, several bobby pins, and 20 small pencils in her, what they called her birth canal. Now, she wasn't being released or anything, and they didn't say she was on her way to go anywhere. I guess maybe she was just collecting these things. Maybe she was just collecting them for an emergency. Like you never know when you're going to need 7 pairs of tweezers. You never know. Have you ever been somewhere and gotten a splinter? Like when you get a splinter, it seems like no one ever has tweezers around. But imagine if you were somewhere and somebody was like, hey, you know what? I have 7 pairs of tweezers. You'd say, oh my gosh, you're a lifesaver. You wouldn't ask them how long they had them in their body. You wouldn't ask them where they got them from. You would just be happy the person had tweezers. Now, I think this is the type of person that's always prepared. She had 20 small pencils. You know, the little pencils that you keep score with for things, like say if you're playing dominoes or if you're at the horse race or whatever else you do with small pencils, those type of golf pencils, the pencils that you have when you're a hustler, those little small pencils, those ones with no eraser, because you don't make any mistakes when you're using those type of pencils. If you do make a mistake, it was meant to be. She had 20 of those as well. Have you ever been somewhere and you really needed something to write with? I'm sure you have. We all have. Maybe your phone is dead. You have to actually write something down. Or maybe you want to actually feel the soul of the art that you're creating. So you want to write something down. You know who's going to have pencils? This woman. She's going to have 20 of them. 20 of them. So before we go all willy-nilly casting judgment upon this woman, let's just think about maybe if we were in a situation and we had a splinter, we had to write something down, or we needed a bobby pin, who would we turn to? We would turn to this lady who had 7 pairs of tweezers, 20 small pencils, and some bobby pins inside of her birth canal in jail, because she's just the person to go to for those type of things. She wasn't escaping. She's just resourceful. She is industrious. And she finds ways to get things done. So I guess I'm going to say for the whole show, she's probably the real MVP. I don't know if that's very healthy. I don't recommend anyone to do that. But I'm saying where there is a will, there's a way. Or where there's a birth canal, there could be pencils, bobby pins, and tweezers. With that, I thank you guys for hanging out with me for another great episode of the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway. Live long, prosper, watch over potholes. See you next week.